he got away with a balk right there. He had a little flinch. Comes home. Winkle swings through it. 0-2. That right foot came forward a little bit. 0-2 the count. Two away. Flames have tied it here in the fourth. Peyton trying to keep it right here. As the lefty set looks at net. 0-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Strikeouts number 8 and 9 when he needed them. But Farming does scratch a run across on one run, two hits. There was a Al Rosa error. One runner left on base. New score here after 3.5. 1-1 between Farming and Al Rosa. On to the bottom of the fourth inning. Coming up in 1 minute right here on your home for Region 15C, KASM. Thank you, Cy. As Cy Funenstein said, an interesting morning, Randy. Cy's earning that paycheck here today.
That's right.
What did you and Cy have for breakfast today together?
We didn't. We were, it's all work, Kirby.
Just stewed over some jobs at hand. Ashton Dingman steps in, looks at he chops a couple of them foul here as Dingman in a hole at 1-2. 1-2 the count. It'll be Ashton Dingman, Gavin Campson, Luke Ilias for Al Rosa here in the fourth inning. A new ball game now at 1-1. Wendland comes back. 1-2 pitch. Punched up the first baseline. Winkles will field that foul behind the bag at first. 1-2. So Wendland gave up the early run, Randy, but two blanks on the board for the Lake Henry Laker drafty. As he comes back. 1-2 pitch. That's eye high. Now 2-2. Slow start to Regions for Ashton. He could change that quick. As the lefty comes home, this pitch is hit in the air to right field. Coming over right is Robert Schlaper. Robert needs a smaller hat, Randy, but he discards the hat and makes the catch for out number one.
There are some players, Kirby, that just struggle to keep that cap on.
Yep.
I think we even see it at the major league level where that cap always pops off. Robert used to have a bigger flow too, and so
maybe that's it. When Dale said hat sizes,
yep,
he was going from his his winter long locks as a ball hit deep in the hole here by Gavin Campson. Navratil's going to field it at short, but Ethan will not have a play, and it's a one out single for Gavin Campson.
You bet that was a nice play by the big E in that hole there, but no chance to get the speedy Campson over at first. And Gavin goes 2-for-2 so far today.
Luke Ilias into the batter's box. As Wentlet working from the stretch. First offering fouled to the netting by Ilias. That was a good hack at that one. Aggressive.
Ilias is the only strikeout Wentlet has so far.
Pickoff attempt. Quick move there by Wentlet. Back safely at first is Gavin Campson. Elimination game. Each of these teams losing on Friday night. Al Rosa lost to Pearl Lake. Farming loss to the Cold Spring Rockies, our state tournament entrant already, the Cold Spring Rockies. We're going to figure out another one at 4 o'clock or so today between St. Martin and Watkins. One strike pitch missing low. Now 1-1. 1-1 offering. Ilias fouls that into the netting. That do roll over the, off the netting, over the overhang?
Yeah.
Interesting. Tough to do. There's only like 15 feet of netting there, and it seems pretty tight. 1-2 offering. This pitch is popped up left side. Schrader will be called off by Navratil as Ethan makes the catch, and there's two dead. Shortstop to shortstop for out number two, and Will Van Beck into the batter's box.
Well, the Al Rosa Saints, Kirby, they scored a run without a hit in the first inning, and now they put some hits on the
thinking the hitting is hindering them. They need to stop hitting.
Well, that reverse psychology just conversation here, it's like, well, maybe get a walk. And
every ball player's dream region day, God, I hope they walk me a lot. One strike pitch missing low to Will Van Beck.
Well, ask Kiefler. Kiefler knows about a book on how to do it.
You got your scorebook from Friday? I can pull mine up here. Kevin Kiefler scored three runs on Friday night. So those walks and hit by pitches were effective. Van Beck 1-1 pitch pops this one up foul and out of play. and it's 1-2. Kevin's one of those guys, Randy. He's got that Eric Terrace, Nolan Geislinger, Dalton Thielen, Kyle Leeser. When he's on, Shane Campson, they score.
Yeah.
It's just like, yeah. Oh, you'll be around. As Will Van Beck punching this one shortly to right. Hat comes off, and Schleper drops the ball on a dive. It'll be a base hit. Great effort by Robert, but he comes up empty, and the Saint threat stays alive.
Yeah, I think it's when Robert, he had it in his glove, Kirby, but when he hit the ground, it popped loose on him.
Yep. Great effort by the farming right fielder. Campson ends up at second base, stays put right there. Nine-hitter Peyton Winter into the batter's box. Solid single his last time up, only time up. Wendland's first offering in there for a strike. Who the all-time great was at getting on base and always scoring, I'd say it was Chad Funk. It was like automatic. Second, third, home for the new Munich manager.
Funk had that, just that game in him. Yep.
One strike pitch missing. Now 1-1. As two on here, two away. Tie ball game. Wentlitz 1-1, hit on the ground softly to third. Tyler will field. Step on the bag, retiring Campson for out number three. That does it for the Saints' threat in the fourth. No runs, two hits. There were no farming errors. Two runners left on base. Knotted up at four. Knotted up at one after four, how about, Kirby? As we're on to the fifth inning, coming up in 1 minute, right here on KASM. Cy Funenstein, as we are back at Clipper Park in Watkins, our first of three here today. On the old Pokebox, your home of Region 15C, Robert Schleper, Cody Foray, Tyler Schrader in a tie ball game here. Top of the fifth, Peyton Van Beck, first offering, missing outside for a ball. Robert squared to bunt, pulled back, took ball one. As Van Beck, he'll come right back. His 1-0 offering in at the knees for a strike. That's 1-1. Robert struck out his only time up in the second inning. As the lefty, 1-1 offering, off-speed late breaker, missing outside. Now 2-1. 2-1 the count. As the 2-1 pitch fouled sharply down the right field line. Evens it up at 2-2. 2-2 the count. And Schleper looking to get the flames going here in the fifth. As Van Beck's 2-2 pitch, again flipped foul. Robert helping the local economy of the youth in the ball shagging department. As Van Beck's 2-2 offering, swing and a miss. Big bender right there. Peyton picks up strikeout number 10. On his 13th out of the game.
There must be some dive to that ball, Kirby, because it seems like every one of those hitters that goes down swinging.
Swings right over it.
Right over the top. Of it. Yeah.
Sharp hook or slider, whatever he's spinning up there. Cody Foray into the batter's box. Off-speed pitch, missing outside.
Quick swing, and then they slam the bat down.
Yeah. Stupid bat.
Yeah.
Didn't listen to me. 1-0 pitch, swing and a miss. 1-1 the count. As Van Beck to Foray. Cody struck out his first time up. Little excuse me swing right there that comes up empty for Cody. 1-2. He had one of those to start his first at bat, too. 1-2 pitch, off speed, bounce foul. Count stays at 1-2. One and two the count. One away. Playing here in the top of the fifth inning. 1-1 the score. Farming and El Rosa. As this pitch is in there for a strike. Late call from the umpire. Should have just watched the batter, Randy. Cody was walking to the dugout.
Or the catcher.
He
was throwing a third.
Yep. So two away, both on the punch out, numbers 10 and 11 for PVB, and it brings Tyler Schrader to the plate. As Tyler first pitch swinging, he struck out looking his first time up, so this one's fouling out of play. 0-1. Tyler right back in. Peyton right back on the mound. As this pitch will hit Tyler in the foot. So a guy who has had pinpoint accuracy all day, Randy, gets one off the Nike of Tyler Schrader right there.
Tyler not giving up any space in that batter's box either, Kirby.
Hit me, anyway.
That breaking ball, Tyler was able to take it off the leg.
You would have to have a tough conversation if you go back to the dugout if you don't take a bean in an elimination game,
yep,
I'd say.
Yep. First free pass for Peyton Van Beck today.
Braden Enck, the nine-hitter, comes in. First offering to Braden. Starts his swing but holds off on a pitch missing a little bit above the belt. 1-0 the count. And, ooh, Tyler was leaning there, but he does get back safely. Good move by Van Beck. But Tyler's still aboard.
1-1 ball game here in the top of the fifth.
1-0 the count. As this pitch nubbed, two hopper. Ooh, off the glove of Van Beck, fielded by Winter. Whoa! Bare hand. Peyton flips it across the diamond. 1-5-3, Randy. Hang a star on that one.
Absolutely. What looked like a simple 1-3, Kirby, turns into a 1-5-3 out.
Nice play, Peyton Winter. No runs, no hits, no errors, one left. Played 4.5. We're tied at 1 on to the bottom of the fifth inning. It'll be the top of the order for Al Rosa coming up in a minute. So the fifth bottom of the fifth we go as Trent Wendland, first offering to Kevin Kiefler, clips the outside corner for strike one. Kiefler, Blaine Fisher, Jackson Peter due up here for the Saints as this pitch bloop to short right field, and that one will drop. Kevin with a, Randy would call it a, what would you say Richmond hit, I say Roscoe hit. Lake Henry says Roscoe hit. A lot of other teams say Roscoe hit. And a little blooper there gets Kevin aboard. So they bunted Blaine earlier when the leader got on, and he bunts and misses this one for a strike. He's bunting for a hit there, though, Randy.
He did offer, yeah. He was going to push it down the third base line at Tyler Schrader over there. Now Tyler in on the grass a little bit more.
I'd say he'll square around a little earlier this time. And his pickoff attempt. Oh, and one. Little throw over. He squares again, pops it up. Fisher's in a hole at 0-2 as it twists foul.
Just watching Blaine Kirby when he wants the bunt. He's not really squaring off. He's lunging at those baseballs. And yeah, you'd think in a sacrifice situation, give it up a little bit more. Just have Kiefler straight steal.
He could do that. And the 0-2 pitch, that's in there, strike three. Not Blaine's favorite at bat. He goes down looking. Big strikeout for Trent Wendland. That's number two for Trent. And Jackson Peter comes into the batter's box. 0-2 on the day. Does have an RBI.
Kind of wonder if Kevin's going to try to take a base here before Jackson gets too deep in the count, Kirby. Get himself in scoring position.
Good lead. Stays put. First pitch. Bounced up there. He read it down. Foray will not have a play. So there he is. Wild pitch gets him to second.
Yeah, there's a lot of comments coming in on our text messaging right now. The guy going up to Devil's Lake right now is a devil to the north of me.
It's my guy, yeah. Nate Getter.
Of course, he's
former Royal, so he called it a Roscoe hit.
Yeah, yeah.
1-0 offering. That misses outside to Peter, now 2-0.
But he lives close enough to Roscoe, he could almost claim Roscoe as his town now.
But he played for Richmond. 2-0 the count. Hope Nate prayed for me in church today, as that pitch is missing 3-0. Big bat of Derek Wiener on deck. Doesn't get any easier if you're Trent Wendlandt. He has what? One walk, Randy? Just Kiefler to start the game?
There's a walk. Yeah, one.
There's one in there. Now 3-1. Wendlandt falling behind. Got to execute right here. Don't get too cute on 3-1 to this guy. As this pitch is laced into left field. Kiefler had to freeze on the line drive as Tyler Schrader was, what, within a couple feet of that ball?
Yeah, he was pretty close to it.
So Kevin's only going to gain third, and it'll be runners at the corners here for Wiener. Here comes Dale. Dale Schrader out of the dugout to have a word with his draftee. Make sure you make your way
over to the Region 15C Baseball brought to you by El Rosa Lumber Company, El Rosa Grain and Feed, Pep's Pork of World Spring Hill, BNS Excavating over in Belgrade, Albany Chrysler Center, Sportsman's Den of Lake Henry, St. Martin National Bank and Insurance Agency, Kramer Lumber, True Value of Melrose and Sox Center, Kensington Insurance Agency, Painesville Mutual Insurance Company, Central Minnesota Realty, Lake Henry Implement, Lewis Auto Body and Glass, and beautiful downtown farming, Painesville Farmers Union Co-op, Albany Fiber Communications, bringing us baseball, Rambo, Central Minnesota Insurance Agency, Freeport State Bank, Corky's Bar of Richmond, Worms Lumber and Ready Mix in New Munich, Sox Center, and Long Prairie. Darrellin Supply of Sox Center, Greenwald Insurance Agency, Westside Liquor of Wade Park, Gilk Services in Richmond, Stony Creek Dairy, West Central Sanitation, Buyer Bill to Belgrade, El Rosa Bar and Lounge, and Erkins Water of Cold Spring.
So the powwow comes to an end. And Trent Wendlandt has a tall order right here. First and third, one away. Four hitter, Derek Wiener. First offering to Wiener, off-speed pitch, clips the corner. It's a good way to start, Randy.
It is.
That is a tough pitch to hit on 0-0. Big spot here. Wiener's been captain clutch for El Rosa for a couple summers straight. As Wendlandt's one-strike pitch, same spot. Clips that corner again. I mean, what's Derek going to do to that? Pound it into the right side, right?
That's about it. I'm surprised Peter hasn't taken off.
You call that play one more time here? Foray sitting up outside. Comes in with a hard one. On the ground to third. Tyler knocks it down. He'll look back, Kiefler, and he won't have a play. Everybody's safe. And Kiefler looks at A.J. Hadley and puts his arms out. And I don't think Kevin could have played that any better, Randy.
No. And that's a great play by Tyler Schrader, Kirby, because he doesn't dive. That ball is in the left field, and El Rosa does have a 2-1 lead, but Schrader keeping it in the infield. And, you know, after he swatted at it, he never took his eye off Kiefler.
He just
kept going after the ball, and Kiefler held his ground.
Kevin would have been toast if he would have taken off, too. Scoreboard gave him a hit. I will, too. Tough play. Breaking ball in there. Strike one to Ashton Dingman. Middle infield, that double play depth. Flames trying to get out of here with a twin killing. Corner infielders are in, Winkles and Schrader. They're coming home if they get the pearl. As the one-strike pitch to Dingman popped up, fouling out of play. He's in a hole at 0-2. He is 0-2 on the day, and he had a rough Friday night, too. 0-2 the count to the Saints first baseman. Tie game here, bases loaded, one out. Bottom five. Elimination game, compelling early. Just the way we like it. As Wendlandt gets the sign from Cody Foray. The Lake Henry lefty comes home. 0-2 pitch. Laced right on a hop to second baseman. To short for one. Back to first. Not in time. Ooh. And the Saints take the lead.
Boy, you thought they could get a twin killing out of that. Dingman really scooted down the line there, Kirby. And otherwise, it's two.
Curious as to why Braden Eink didn't come in to catch that ball, Randy. Yeah. Didn't seem like he could have taken a step forward. It wasn't exactly an absolute missile at him, but if it maybe startled him on that line drive, soft liner, because he kind of scooped it right at the end there. Dingman's in a pickle here, and they're going to try to steal a run, and they're just going to throw home and give up that base. Not the worst idea.
Nope.
Dingman into scoring position. El Rosa with a first and third. State Tournament 2018 takes me back when Sleepy Eye ran a first and third play like seven times in a row that the Saints couldn't seem to crack. As first offering is in there for strike. One strike now on Gavin Campson, who's 2-for-2, Randy.
Gavin's having a day. He's got a couple more teammates out there that went across the plate.
Base hit would open him up. And this one's in the air to center field. Mergen going back. Will still going back and now reaching up and making the catch a couple strides in front of the fence. Randy, the ball's flying today.
It is sailing if you can get it up in the air. And that time, Will Mergen made a great catch to end the inning.
So Al Roza recaptures the lead, scoring one run on three hits. There were no farming errors. Two runners left at second and third. Scoreboard now reads after 5-2-1 in favor of Al Roza. We're on to the sixth, coming up in a minute, right here on KESM. Top of the order in the top of the sixth for Farming as they're down by one again. As Mergen looks at a ball, looks at a strike, it'll be Will, Ethan Navratil, and Isaac Nett. The guys Dale wants up. As the 1-1 offering, that's outside. Now 2-1. Mergen with a beautiful bunt. Went first to third on an error and then came across the score on an RBI by... Oh, no, he got tagged out, excuse me. He got tagged out on the squeeze. Navratil scored the run. I got my book wrong here. That was when we were horsing around with our technical issues. As this pitch, 3-1, missing. And Will Mergen aboard on a walk, Randy.
So, like back in the fourth inning, Will's setting the table, Kirby, and you get these 2-3 hitters up here and can do some damage.
So Mergen aboard. Great speed on the pads, but Fisher's about as good as it gets back there. Van Beck keeps him close. Navratil, a big bat. You'd hate to run into an out in front of him. That's first offering to Ethan, missing outside for a ball. 1-0. Navratil bounced out to second and bounced out to second, but the second one went between the legs of Gavin Campson for an error. Mergen a good lead. Stays put. 1-0 pitch. That's in there. Ooh, not in there. Missing for a ball. 2-0.
Umpire said that was maybe a little up.
2-0 the count. Good time to hit for the big man. As Van Beck set his 2-0 offering. Off-speed curls in there. Now 2-1.
Ethan not quite as much on top of the plate as Isaac Nett gets, Kirby, so there's little room there to pull that inside pitch if he could.
2-1 the count. Pickoff attempt, and Mergen back safely standing. Peyton letting him know that he hadn't forgot about him. Nobody out here. Leadoff man on for Farming. Down by one. Top of the sixth inning. As Van Beck looks in, Peyton comes home. This pitch is just a three-quarter swing by Navratil.
It's like he was fooled.
Yeah, sure was. Evens our count up at 2-2. Taking his time getting back in the box. A little recomposing. As Van Beck would love a punch out right here of his college teammate. Long pause for the lefty-lefty matchup. The 2-2. Ooh, wow. Just missing up, and it fills it up at 3-2.
Randy, I don't know how you let that pitch go.
Yeah.
I mean, that's
some guts.
A big guy, and boy, that's coming in letter high.
That's some guts right there. 3-2, see if Dale puts Mergen moving here. And he goes. 3-2 pitch, inside ball four, back-to-back walks, and the Flames are cooking.
So the Saints, after taking back the lead at 2-1, Kirby, Peyton Van Beck starts the inning out, and A.J. Hadley's going to come out and talk to his left-hander. Just a reminder again, we have baseball coming up, a couple of them yet this afternoon. We have our elimination game between Richmond and Spring Hill. That's set for about 1:30 today. And then over in the winner's bracket, it'll be Watkins St. Martin. That's scheduled for about 4 o'clock this afternoon here on KESM Radio. We'll get the Dick Putt Show tonight. We're hoping to...
Right here?
Well, probably not.
Are you going to get home?
Going to get home.
Okay.
Do it as scheduled at 7 o'clock, or it may run just a little bit later tonight until we can get all the scores in from today's ball game. So,
meeting of the minds has come to an end. First and second, nobody out. He tried bunting Isaac Nett earlier. I'd let him play here. Let this guy hit. First offering to Isaac, down and away for a ball.
And when Isaac was bunting, that was more of a squeeze.
It was a squeeze, yeah. 1-0. Van Beck with some control issues. Can't see the El Rosa pen. I got to assume Mr. Engelmeyer will be down there shortly. As Van Beck looks home, this pitch, big swing and a miss. Foul tip into the mitt, says the umpire. 1-1.
He was going after it.
1-1 the count. I'm sure these two ran into each other in the NSIC as well. Isaac playing down at Southwest State. Peyton at St. Cloud State. As the 1-1 pitch, that's down and away. Now 2-1. Sun pokes out a little bit again. That wind may be moving more now than it has all day, Randy.
Yep.
Straight out again.
It is, yeah. More towards center again.
2-1. As Van Beck comes home, 2-1 pitch. That's high ball 3. 3-1 to Isaac Nett.
You know darn well Van Beck knows Mr. Isaac Nett is at the plate, and it's not going to give him anything good. I would say this pitch to Isaac Kirby is going to still be out there on the corner somewhere.
If it's not, those hands will be moving through the zone. Isaac's a hungry boy. 3-1 pitch, big swing and a miss, and it fills it up at 3-2.
Maybe overswing?
Oh, yeah. Might have been ball 4, too.
Yeah.
So 3-2, first and second, nobody out. El Rosa by 1 here for now. Mergen at second, Navratil at first. As Van Beck comes home, 3-2 pitch is ball 4, and they're loaded up. 3 walks this inning for Peyton Van Beck. Wow. Walks 2, 3, and 4 on the day.
You know, how does that happen with a guy who's struck out the side twice already today?
And consecutively.
Yeah, and then had a couple strikeouts last inning. And now you walk the bases full.
And it's actually walks 1, 2, and 3. The other free runner was a hit by pitch.
Yeah.
To Tyler. So the cleanup man looking to do just that. Josh Becker into the batter's box. With flames everywhere. Net at first. Navratil at second. Mergen at third. First offering. Eye high for a ball. If you're AJ, how long are you going to let this go on?
Boy. He's your ace, Kirby. You think he can pitch himself out of this jam? I think that's what AJ is thinking, at least with this batter.
There may have been a game in this tournament where we thought that yesterday around 1 o'clock, Randy.
That's right.
Where did that end up? As the 1-0 pitch is in there for a strike, now 1-1. Dale flashing signs. Bases loaded squeeze is tough, but it can be done. Middle infield is playing back. Corners are in for El Rosa here as Van Beck set. Time called by Becker at home. Peyton's pace has definitely slowed, Randy.
It has slowed. And it does with guys on base.
Oh, yeah.
You're working on stretch.
Well, when you're striking everybody out, it's easy to get back and just keep firing.
A lot more strategy.
Becker back in there as Van Beck's 1-1. Swing and a miss. Now 1-2. He has struck out 11. Number 12 would be ginormous.
He has struck out Josh Becker twice.
He has, swinging each time. Josh has got to put this one in play. 1-2 pitch. He did not do so. Goes down looking this time.
Wow.
As Van Beck with a master's class on the inside corner right there, Randy.
That was a big nasty. And Josh Becker walking back to the dugout going, I couldn't do anything with that pitch if I tried.
So one away. And Adam Winkle steps into the batter's box. Speaking of guys who have struck out twice, Randy, that would be Adam. As Van Beck ready, infield stays at the same spot. First offering, off-speed, missing low. 1-0 the count. 2-1 our score in favor of El Rosa here. We're in the top of the sixth inning, but Peyton Van Beck has walked them loaded. 1-0 the count. Lefty set right at the chin. comes home. Here's the squeeze, and Winkles put her down perfectly. The throw by Winter, not in time, and it gets away from Dingman. Navratil's going to try to score, and he does. Net takes third, and it gets away. Oh. Three runs come in on the squeeze. Holy. It is a 4-2 Farming lead. Two errors on one play.
Wow. You talk about baseball and putting the ball in play. That's what can happen, Kirby, when you put the ball in play. The squeeze, I was watching Dale as he was flashing the signs to Winkles, and I almost thought something was up there. I almost did, and it certainly was. Yeah, two errors, throwing error, first of all, by Peyton Winter. He threw it past Dingman. Dingman picks it up, and he throws it over the third base, covering yes. Ilias.
Snowball fight.
Yeah.
So I'm going to go base hit for Winkles with the error.
Yep.
And then another error. So hit and two errors get three in for Farming and nobody out. Net with the squeeze with Winter coming in. He gets to second, saw nobody at third. And it was a race with Luke Ilias, and Dingman's throw was off the mark for Luke. 4-2 Farming. As Robert Schlaper looks at a ball, now pops this one up, fouling out of play. Well, for you squeeze bunt aficionados, you'll love love wow. the results there.
Yes, indeed.
Holy moly. Three-run squeeze. As Van Beck ready. 1-1 offering to Robert. Hit right side. Gobbled up by Campson. He'll throw out Robert Schlaper for out number two. Checking in over at third now is Adam Winkles.
You look at, it's got to be frustration for Rosa because Farming has scored four runs today, Kirby. Ethan Navratil reached back in the fourth inning on air. He scored. Walk by Mergen, Navratil, and Nett. They all scored. None of them reached on hits.
This is Randy and Kirby's PSA to youth baseball players that free bases will end up haunting you.
They will.
First pitch missing for a ball to Cody Foray. Looking to add another one here for Farming with two away. Winkles at third. As Van Beck, 1-0 pitch, popped up. Right side, Dingman in front of the Farming dugout, has a play and makes it, and that'll retire Foray and the Flames in the sixth, but they plate three on one squeeze. Three runs, one hit, two errors on that squeeze, one runner left on base. 5.5, Farming with their first lead. They're up 4-2 right now. Bottom of the sixth in 1 minute here on KASM. Bottom six, bottom of the order starts with Luke Ilias. Soft pop-up to left that Isaac Nett flags down for an easy out number one. As Randy Rostein, we got a new right fielder.
We do. Coming in and playing right field for the Farming Flames, it is number 27, Carson Holthouse. In for Robert Schlepper.
One away. Will Van Beck into the batter's box. Wentland's first offering. Popped up, fouling out of play. 5 1/3 here for Trent Wentland, Randy. Dale's got to be happy with the button he pushed with this drafty.
Yeah, Wentland has been around the plate. He's been doing what he needs to do.
Van Beck's guys went in the infield. Navratil will call at short and catch. Two soft pop-ups for two outs on about five pitches. Maybe less. Peyton Winter into the batter's box. Three runs for the Flames on a suicide squeeze here in the top of the sixth inning. Max Stagoff, Randy, listening as this ball is lifted in the air to center field. Mergen will have it. Max Stagoff is listening at the fair, and he says, bunting is electric. That one was, Max. Three up, three down. Go the El Rosa Saints. We've played six. 4-2. Farming leads El Rosa. Last three innings and maybe more with Randy Rostein coming up in a minute.
All right. Thank you, Cy. You bet. We're back in Watkins as Tyler Schrader leads off the seventh inning for the Flames. Schrader, Braden Eink, and Will Mergen, the scheduled hitters against Peyton Van Beck. Yeah, Peyton came out for inning number seven as Schrader swings and misses the count at a ball and a strike. Schrader on the afternoon now 1-0-1, reached on a hit by pitch in the fifth inning. Pitch from Van Beck, a little bit low and outside, and the count, two balls and a strike. Will Van Beck, or I mean, Peyton Van Beck has 11 strikeouts on the day. 12 strikeouts. Yeah, there was one last inning. I'm sorry about that. 12 strikeouts, and Schrader at the plate takes ball three, 3-1 the count.
My math teacher's coaching first base.
Uh-huh. And the pitch, foul back and out of play. And the count now at 3-2. 3 balls, 2 strikes.
Jeff still have all those animals over there?
He's got goats, sheep.
Llama?
Llama, yep. Geese. There's strike three called, and Tyler Schrader gets called out for a second time today, and about the same kind of reaction, maybe a little bit more emphatic this time around.
Well, he had a whole strikeout's worth of frustration to let out on that.
That's right. That'll bring Braden Eich to the plate. Braden is 0-2 against Van Beck. Peyton kicks, delivers, squibbed on the ground to Campson at second. Gavin up with it over to first, 4-3 in the putout. And to the plate, Will Mergen.
The fire starter here.
Will Mergen, what's he done today? 1-2. Base hit back in the fourth inning. Walked last inning and scored. Reference the fire starter. Yeah, he was on base when the bunt was made. Pitch a strike called and 0-1.
He was the first of the three runs to score on the squeeze.
The ball, it's one strike. Ethan Navarrete waiting on deck. We're going to follow that to the netting. And a count at 0-2. It's amazing, Kirby, as broadcasters, we get to see all these kids in high school, and now they're growing up into adulthood and watching them play at this level. But, yeah, just seeing how their game has progressed. Here's a squibber back to Van Beck on the mound. He'll throw to first. 1-3 on the putout, and that'll end the seventh for the Flames. No runs, no hits, no errors, no one left on base.
Hustle back, Cy.
6.5 in the books. It's 4-2 Farming. We're back in a minute.
Yep, Cy, that's almost a generation ago, and probably is a generation ago already, as the first pitch to Kevin Kiefler here in the seventh inning from Wendland is a strike called to Kiefler and 0-1.
Whatever happened to the big band hour, Andy? Just a distant memory now?
Just a distant memory, yep. Pitch a ball, and 1-1. Kiefler pops this one, foul and out of play, and the count, and a ball and 2 strikes. 1-2 the count. Farming leading El Rosa 4-2. We're in the bottom of the seventh inning. First ball game of three today. Kiefler will follow back and out of play again, and the count sticks around at 1-2. Kevin over at Sauk Center High School, head basketball coach, boys basketball coach.
He's had that gig for a little bit now, huh?
A little while now, you bet. Pitch outside to Kiefler, and the count, 2 balls, 2 strikes.
That's where you look at Kyle Leeser and Eric Terrace, head baseball coaches, Aaron Schneider, baseball coach, Dan Berg, baseball coach. It's like, oh, these kids are now growing up on us, Randy.
Yes, they are. Swing and a miss by Kiefler, and he is out on strikes. Trent Wendland, is that just maybe
I got three.
Third strikeout yep. today? Yeah. That'll bring Blaine Fisher to the plate. First time Blaine is batting today without Kiefler on base. Well, actually, no, he led off the third without Kiefler on base, but kind of a strange reoccurrence for him, maybe. It's like, well, don't have to worry about Button.
Kevin has led off 3 innings here today.
Pitch a ball to Fisher in the dirt. Wendland delivers. Fisher will follow this back and out of play in the count. 1 ball, 1 strike. That breeze, Kirby mentioned a little earlier, continues to blow just about straight away. Center field. There's a strike that crosses the plate in the count 1-2. I don't think the fans are laboring too much today as our temps are a little bit cooler than yesterday. We have that hazy sunshine here in Watkins. And the 1-2 pitch, high for a ball, and 2-2. Of course, last night, the Cold Spring Rockies qualified for the state tournament. That's going to be held in
Jordan, Belle Plaine, Shakopee, and Green Isle. Fisher goes down on strikes, a foul tip into the mitt of Cody Ferre, and two outs.
We'll have to get David up here at some point, Randy.
Jackson, yeah.
Peter. I think I could contact him because he's right there.
Is that right? Yeah. Yeah. Yep. Got to tell him he can only talk for like 2 minutes, though, right?
You got it.
Because David could talk all day.
He could.
Yeah. Pitch two. Jackson Peters low and inside in the count of 1-0.
Get him an application, Randy.
Yeah. Pitch again to Jackson and 2-0. Two balls, no strikes. Trent Wentland kicks and delivers. And another pitch that's low and 3-0. What's Jackson Peter done today? He's 1-for-3, reached on an error in the first, popped up to second in the third, and had a base hit in the fifth.
Another RBI on that error, too.
There's a strike called and 3-1. This is where you want to pitch to Jackson Peter. Nobody's on
base. Nobody
on,
two outs.
Yeah, two outs. Wentland ready. Fastball. Drilled to third. Tyler Schrader gloves it and throws to first and in time. What a play by Tyler Schrader. A defensive gem. Steals extra bases from Peter in the seventh.
What was better, the catch or the throw?
Well, both.
Both were great. Yeah, but what was better?
The catch.
The catch.
The catch, yeah. No runs, no hits, no errors. No one left on base. Seven in our books here in Watkins. 4-2 Farming over El Rosa. We're back in 1 minute. Thank you, Cy. Back to Watkins and the top of the eighth inning as Peyton Van Beck comes out for another inning of work. And facing Ethan Navratil. Ethan follows it back and out of play in the count 0-1 to Ethan. Navratil, Nett, and Becker, the scheduled hitters here in the eighth. A 4-2 Farming lead over El Rosa. Now, Rosa drew first blood today. They took a 1-0 lead in the first. Farming tied it up 1-1 in the fourth. And then, of course, the three spot in the sixth inning on a suicide squeeze bunt. They scored three runs. One ball, one strike, the count to Ethan. And that goes behind Ethan. Both of them getting a good laugh.
Look at the giggle.
Yeah.
Still pals.
Yep. Two balls and a strike to Navratil.
And then a deep breath from both of them and locked right back in.
Right on. Peyton Van Beck ready. And Ethan follows that to the backstop and the count now 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. Ready is Van Beck, his pitch. Strike three called, and Ethan gets caught looking.
This guy's nasty.
Yeah. I mean, just hitting that corner there, it's not a pitch you're going to do anything with. You may as well just foul it off or something like that. And Ethan chose to watch it. One out. Here comes Isaac Nett. Isaac on the afternoon, 1-for-2 with a walk. Run scored. Peyton Van Beck ready on the mound as he comes home. Nett pops this one up. Left side. In a bit, Will Van Beck in left field and makes the catch for out number two. So two down and Josh Becker, the designated hitter, will bat.
Number 17, Josh Becker.
Josh 0-for-3 today. Three strikeouts. Waiting for somebody to loft one in the air and see how well that ball carries. Pitch to Josh Becker, and he took a mighty swing and a miss. Strike one. No balls, one strike. Second ball game today, Richmond and Spring Hill. They'll be coming up this afternoon. And then our final ball game of the day, it's a state tournament qualifier between Watkins and St. Martin. Count dead, a ball and a strike to Josh Becker. Van Beck walks off the back of the mound. And now the left-hander ready to go as he rocks and fires. A little bit inside and tight to Josh Becker. The count, two balls and a strike. Two and one. Pitch on the way. Becker, another big swing and a miss. Strike two, 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. Adam Winkle's on deck. Becker swings and misses. He goes down on strikes for a fourth time today, and that'll do it for the Flames in the eighth. No runs, no hits, no errors, no one left on base. We have played 7.5 innings. It's Farming 4 and El Rosa 2. We're back in 1 minute. Thank you, Cy. 4-2. Farming leading El Rosa, bottom of the eighth inning in Watkins. Derek Wiener will lead it off for the Saints. Ashton Dingman, Gavin Campson scheduled to follow. Trent Wendland, drafty from Lake Henry on the mound, and the first pitch to Wiener is a ball, 1-0. Derek Wiener so far today, 1-for-3, had a base hit in the fifth inning. Swings and misses for a strike and 1-1. We got a final from 11C, Monticello over Eden Valley today, 10-0. 10-0, that is a final.
So the Hawks are done.
Hawks are done. Bottom of the seventh inning in 8C. It's Buckman leading the Piers Brewers 9-1. 9-1, bottom of seven. Wiener a swing and a miss, and a ball and two strikes now to Derek. Wiener back into the box as Wendland kicks and delivers, and that pitch missing outside in the count at 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. Wendland's pitch inside, and the count full now 3-2. Three balls, two strikes.
Saints looking to get something cooking here, Randy. They've had a couple quick ones.
And Wiener will take low, and he'll draw the leadoff walk. Boy, Wendland ahead in that count at 1-2 and lost him.
Three straight wide ones. We get a pinch runner here.
We did see that Adam Winkles was warming up between one of the innings here, Kirby, so he has done some throwing. Luke Dingman pinch running for Derek Wiener. And Ashton Dingman to the plate. Now the Saints need two.
Takes the bunt away.
The bunt away. You almost want to at least get a hit out of Ashton Dingman. The first pitch from Wendland is a strike called, an 0-1. Well, it's one strike. Wendland looking to first. And here's a chopper by Dingman into left field, a base hit. Navratil had played way over behind second base, so there was a huge hole between third and short, and that's exactly where Ashton Dingman put it.
Ilias, Dingman, and Fisher, the lefties, were a combined 0-for-10 until that.
And now Dale Trader makes that jaunt to the mound to talk to his infielders and his pitcher. And Kirby, this will be a sacrifice situation with Gavin Campson coming to the plate.
Absolutely.
And only one out, or nobody out.
Nobody out.
So Campson, again, we go back to that small ball. And, yeah, anything can happen in small ball here when you're bunting.
It's been effective. And this may be a talk about staying home at third, where the middle infield's going and stuff like that. But looks like he's going to stick with Trent. Yeah.
Yeah. And Gavin Campson, where are you going to push this ball? Are you going to push it down the first baseline, or are you push it over to third? I think he's going to try to push something down the first baseline, I would imagine.
Unless you could roll one perfectly, not too hard to third, where there'd still be a play there.
Right.
But Wendland is lefty, so falling off the wrong way.
Campson in the box now. Runners at first and second. Nobody out.
AJ is hoping for on the grass.
Here's Campson putting it down. Back to the pitcher. Wendland goes to third, and he threw to third. He one-hopped it to third, and he got the call from the base umpire. What a play by Tyler Schrader again, Kirby, to pick that throw from Wendland out of the ground.
What a scoop right there. Just a spike ball from Trent, who fielded like we just talked about.
Yeah.
Had plenty of time and just bounced it up there. But Tyler with a great play. No argument from AJ or from the runner Dingman. So Everybody's okay with it.
Luke Ilias to the plate. Runner still at first and second. And the pitch to Ilias is high for a ball, 1-0. Now there is one out. What a play by Trent Wendland and then by Tyler Schrader again as he has come up with some big scoops here in the last couple innings.
Tyler flashing the leather here lately, Randy.
Pitch to Ilias outside and now 2-0 to the Saints shortstop. Will Van Beck is on deck. 2-0 the count. Wendland comes home. Big curveball. Called a strike and 2-1.
Might have got a break there, Randy.
Seamed up in the strike zone. 2-1 the count. Dingman leads from second. Over at first, it's Gavin Campson. And Ilias lines it up the middle. Navratil to second for one. The relay to first. Nope, they're not going to even make that relay. As Braden Eichs choosing to hang on to it. It almost appeared that Wendland got a little bit of a glove on it.
Where Ethan reacted like he was going to go and then ended up going, I'd say Wendland did somehow disturb that.
Yeah, yeah.
Left
fielder number 20,
Will. So 1-6-4.
1-6-4, another fielder's choice.
And the burden falls on Van Beck.
On to third goes Dingman. And the pitch to Will Van Beck in the dirt and 1-0. We only saw one ball get by Cody Parade today, Kirby. Otherwise, Cody's done a good job.
Yeah, he's clearly figured out Wentland's movement and stuff like that. He started a little slow, but since then he's been stout.
Two outs. The pitch. Fouled back and out of play by Will Van Beck. And the count at 1-1.
Richmond Spring Hill next. Watkins St. Martin last. Great day of ball here on Sunday.
Ready on the mound again, Wendland. Pitch. Chop foul at the plate. And the count, 1-2. 1-2. And we'll have Cy Funnenstein here until probably the end of this game. Joyce Jensen will join Cy in the studio today. So that will be Joyce's shift all afternoon with Kirby and Randy.
Been there. Not a bad day to spend your day.
Nope. Listening to baseball, right? Ball and 2 strikes. Wendland comes home. Pitch outside and 2-2. Luke Ilias over at first. Ashton Dingman at third. Saints trail 4-2 to Farming here in the bottom of the eighth inning. The kick, the pitch. A swing and a miss. Van Beck chases the high fastball, and down on strikes he goes. So the Saints squander a 2-on and nobody out situation. No runs, 1 hit, no errors, and 2 left on base. We played 8 here in Watkins. It's Farming 4, El Rosa 2. More baseball to come in 1 minute. Thank you, Cy. As we go to the top of the ninth inning, it'll be Adam Winkles, Carson Holthaus, and Cody Foray, the scheduled hitters here for Dale Schrader's Farming Flames. Winkles today, 1-for-3, pops this one straight up in the infield. Luke Ilias at short, calling for it, makes the catch for the out.
Right over the near the bag at second on the shortstop side, but Campson coming over. Kind of staggered steps, and Ilias like, okay, well, if you're not going to do it, I'll do it.
Yeah, and Peyton, all he did was point it's up there. In the sky. It's up there.
The old Andy Bauer point. It's in the air.
Why don't you guys get it? Going to bring Carson Holthaus to the plate, and first pitch to Carson, a strike call, 0-1.
First at bat for Carson.
The ball is a strike. Holthaus will foul it to the backstop, and the count at 0-2 to Holthaus.
If you're in the market to buy or sell your home or property.
No balls, 2 strikes. And Holthaus chops it foul at the plate.
Oh, there was a swing and a miss.
Oh.
Strike so three and he's aboard.
All right. So, again, that mystery swing. Had it earlier in the game.
So, 16 strikeouts now.
By Peyton Van Beck. But Holthaus reaches on first on the pass ball. So one out, one on, and here comes Cody Foray to the plate.
And Peyton Van Beck delivers, and Foray pops this one foul out of play. The ball's in a strike.
Cody's brother Taylor hasn't played for a couple years, huh?
Right.
He was fun to watch.
Taylor was good. Shortstop, could pitch for you. The ball's in a strike to Cody. Pitch, Cody, late swing there, and the count at 0-2. The ball's two strikes.
Cody's 0 for 3 with two strikeouts, Randy. Like many Flames, but they do lead.
Yes, they do. 4-2, top of 9. Runner on. The pitch to Foray. Just a little bit high, and the count had a ball and two strikes.
If you could ump the game from center field, it would have been strike 3. Kevin's arms were out.
One ball, two strikes. Carson Holthaus gets a lead, but not a real big lead. And Foray will follow this one off again down the right field line out of play. Ethan Navratil, I can see him over by the dugout. He's saying, should I go down to the bullpen too? Trying to get Dale Schrader's attention. Looks like Winkles is throwing down the line. Pitch to Foray inside. And the count, two balls, two strikes.
Saints will have 9-1-2. Ethan has now got his attention. Didn't see what Dale's reaction was.
Two balls, two strikes. Well, Winkles is throwing hard and down that sideline, so maybe anticipate him coming in. Foray chops it foul at the plate as Holthaus was going on that pitch. And the count stays 2-2. One out, one on for the Flames here in the ninth inning. They lead 4-2. Richmond Spring Hill, they're ready to hit the field after this one. Then it's Watkins and St. Martin. Van Beck delivers. Foray loops it to right. That's a base hit. Good at bat by Cody Foray. And the Flames got something burning here in the ninth.
Ooh, I like the pun, Randy.
Thank you.
I mean, he had, what, 3 foul balls that he flipped foul there? Stayed tough on those off-speed pitches low in the zone. Van Beck came in with one, flipped her over to right.
Tyler Schrader steps up to the plate now. We're going to get a pinch runner for Foray.
Pinch running at first base for the Flames, number 34, Kobe Mergen.
Cody Mergen.
Kobe.
Kobe Mergen. Excuse me. Kobe Mergen running for Cody Foray. And Tyler Schrader to the plate, who's 0 for 2 today. Those two strikeouts that he has today. Frustration.
He'll be swinging early if it's in there, Randy.
As the pitch to Tyler, a swing and a miss, strike one. 0-1 the count. Braden Eink on deck. Peyton Manbeck looks back to second, now comes home to Schrader. That's outside, a ball, and one ball, one strike. 1-1.
Boy, Ilias is up the middle there. There's a big old hole on that left side. Tyler likes it over there, too.
1-1, one out. Van Beck's pitch. Nice breaking ball there. And the count at 1-2. One ball, two strikes.
Two looking strikeouts already today for Tyler, as Randy alluded to.
Runners there leads. The pitch to Tyler Schrader. Swing and a miss. He's out on strikes. And two outs. That'll leave it up to Bray Nike.
Second baseman, number 7.
17 punchouts.
Bray Nike, right-handed hitter in the batter's box now. Boy, Van Beck worked that last at-bat against Tyler Schrader so well again. Just keeping it outside on him as Eink drives it to right center field. Finding it is Kiefler in the gap. He'll make the catch for the out, and that'll do it for the Flames here in the ninth. No runs, a hit, no errors, two left on base. We played 8.5. It's Farming 4 and El Rosa 2. More to come in 1 minute here on KAF. Thank you, Cy. Back in Watkins as Kirby, we got some defensive changes here for Farming.
Well, tip of the cap to the draftee from Lake Henry, Trent Wentlent, who goes 8 innings, allowing the two runs. coming into pitch, trying to pitch farming to next weekend, Adam Winkles. And so he moves over from first, coming into play first base, his fellow Albany Husky post player, Ethan Borgerding.
Absolutely. So we got two Big E's out there.
As, and there's the original Big E walking to coach first base.
That's right. Exactly. Adam Winkles, right-hander. Been pitching here for the Farming Flames for 4 years, 4 or 5 years. Pitched at Albany High School, a little bit at St. Cloud State. Going to face Peyton Winter, the number 9 hitter, and then to the top of the order in Kevin Kiefler and Blaine Fisher.
So, Randy, it'll be, I mean, not that if you get the first out, the game's over, but getting that first guy is going to be paramount for Mr. Winkles.
It really is. It really is. I'm looking how he is warming up right now. Everything's out of the stretch.
Yeah, I didn't see one windup.
No, and that's what he was doing down in the bullpen, too, throwing out of the stretch. So maybe this is his comfort zone. Throwing out of the stretch. Peyton Winter so far today, 1 for 3, had a base hit back in the second inning. This, again, an elimination game. Season ends today for one of these teams. It'll continue next weekend as either Farming or El Rosa will have to play another elimination game, to or state qualifier game, really, to get into the state tournament. It's the first pitch to Winter. It's a strike call, 0-1.
Yeah, these guys, winner of this one gets the Watkins St. Martin loser. Not an easy draw.
No. No balls, 1 strike, kick and pitch. That's low and away a ball, and 1-1. 1-1 our count. Winkles from the stretch. And the pitch on the way. There's a strike on the outside corner. Good location there for Adam Winkles. And the count, 1 ball, 2 strikes. One and two. Winkles has the sign from Foray, and he comes home, and Winter pops this one up in the infield. Converging, Winkles calls off Foray and calls off Borgerding, and Winkles takes it himself.
Van Beck, and, you know, as I joked, the old Andy Bauer, not the case. Adam went and got that right away, Randy.
I played first base for 8 innings.
I can go get one.
I can go get one, too.
Especially right. The leadoff runner in an elimination game in the 9th in a 2-run game.
I'm going to bring Kevin Kiefler to the plate. Kevin on the day, 1 for 3 with a walk, 2 runs scored. Batting now with no one on. Facing Adam Winkles, fastball high, 1-0 to Kiefler. 4 runs, 4 hits, and an error for Farming. 2 runs, 8 hits, 3 errors for El Rosa today. There's a fastball at the knees, and 1 ball, 1 strike.
The fateful play, Randy, that 3-run squeeze in the 6th with 2 errors after the squeeze. Difference in the ballgame.
That is the difference maker. You got it.
For now.
1 ball, 1 strike to Kiefler. Winkle's fastball catching the corner again, and 1-2. Kevin taking all the way.
He must hide that thing pretty well. Doesn't seem like it's straight over the top or anything, Randy. Mm-hmm. Tucks it behind him or something.
Ball and 2 strikes. Winkle's pitch. Kiefler fly ball center field. Will Mergen calling for it. Makes the catch for out number 2. It's almost like Winkle's that pitch, Kirby, threw it up there and said, here it is, hit me.
Dare you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And maybe took a little bit off a bit. Almost like a little bit of a changeup that time. And Kiefler went after it with 2 strikes.
I mean, he's way up in the count, but Kevin's been on base all tournament with 1 hit. And he, you know, I'm not walking you.
No.
You're going to have to do it yourself.
With 2 outs, here comes Blaine Fisher to the plate. Blaine 0 for 3 today. Sacrifice bunt. And the first pitch, strike called, 0-1. Well, this is what you want out of a relief pitcher. You want him to come up and throw strikes, and that's exactly what Adam Winkles is doing right now. Just throwing strikes, forcing the hand of the batter, and the pitch low and inside in the count, 1 ball, 1 strike. Jackson Peter waiting on deck.
Begging for a chance.
Yep. He'd say, I want to be the potential tying run.
Dale and everybody in light blue is saying, you stay over there.
Yep.
Fisher with a count of one ball, one strike, bottom of the ninth, two outs. Winkles kicks, delivers, low for a ball, and 2-1.
Blaine's 0 for 3. Did have a sack bunt in the first.
Two balls, one strike, the count. Here's the pitch, and Fisher will follow this one off. And the count now, two balls, two strikes. 2-2 the count. Our next break, Cy, we will get a station ID. Two outs. Winkles has the sign from Foray. And the pitch on the way, a little bit low, and the count full at 3-2.
Yeesh. I mean, he's the catcher, so he knows the zone, but take of the day, Blaine.
3-2. Definitely a little low in the strike zone, though. Do it all over again. Here's that 3-2 fastball. Fisher lines it up the middle, and that's going to be a base hit in front of Will Mergen, and it will give Jackson Peter the opportunity to bat here in the ninth inning.
Not so fast, Randall.
Not so fast is right. Peter comes up to the plate. The designated hitter today is 1-for-4. 1-for-4, and that was against Trent Wentland. Now getting to face the right-hander, Adam Winkles. Winkles, just keep an eye on Fisher over at first as he delivers. Strike call to Jackson Peter right at the knees and 0-1. The ball, it's one strike.
That was meaty, Randy.
That was right there.
Cut the plate in half.
Winkles again has the sign, the lead at first. And the right-hander's pitch. Again, right there in strike two. So Jackson Peter taking on both pitches. He's down in the count, 0-2.
I mean,
have we seen any really off-speed from Adam Winkles yet?
He spiked a hook to Fisher.
That's right.
Got up into the netting. But other than that, it's been all gas.
0-2 the count to Jackson Peter. And that
there's
one,
another one.
Low and in the dirt. And nice stop by Cody Foray. Playing a little hockey goalie there. And 1-2.
He got him in like the elbow or something.
Kind of trying to get some feeling back in that arm. 1-2.
What does the plate umpire say to the catcher now, Randy, in those injury situations?
Yeah.
Ouch. Sorry.
Yeah. Get back up. Got to get going here.
Yeah, you got two outs.
1-2. Winkles ready again on the mound, and Adams pitch.
Oh! Cody thought he had it.
Foray thought he had it. Winkles thought he had it. Home plate umpire says no, a little bit low. And the count at 2-2. Really, really close. Oh, Jackson Peter taking on that pitch.
What could have been, Randy?
Yep.
Are we going to remember that one?
2-2, two outs, one on. 4-2 Farming, bottom of the ninth inning. Kick, pitch, curveball. Peter will follow that to the netting, and the count stays 2-2. Now, that breaking ball was a little bit up in the strike zone there, and that's something Jackson chased.
Dangerous spot to leave a hook, though, Randy. Guy in the batter's box.
Adam Winkles ready again. He'll set himself on the mound. Derek Wiener on deck for El Rosa. The lead at first by Fisher. Curveball again, and Jackson Peter folds it off. Not a play. As we hear the third train of the day coming through Watkins Glen.
You got the train count, huh?
You got it, yeah.
Kimball, that number would be a lot higher, right?
Same train.
Same train, but we'd hear it. I would have heard it a lot better.
You would have heard it better, yeah. 2-2. Pitch, Peter, ground ball, deep short.
Tough play.
Not going to get anybody here as was playing up the middle on Jackson Peter that time. And so that ball, typically where your shortstop would be, Navratil late getting there, and it'll be an infield single. And now we've got the tying run on first and the potential winning run at the plate.
Ethan was very far up the gut on that, yeah. Randy, where, I mean, if you look at where he fielded the ball, you'd say, well, you know, normal spot for a shortstop.
And Jackson Peter, typically a pull hitter. Derek Wiener swinging the big bat, batting cleanup. Runners first and second. Winkle's breaking ball is outside and 1-0.
Wiener is the winner right now, winning run in the batter's box.
Adam Winkle's able to get the first two outs. Now struggling to get out number three as there's a fastball that catches the corner. And one ball, one strike. Ashton Dingman on deck. 1-1, two outs. All the fans here on their rosary beads probably right now.
Paid $7 for a seat. They're only using the edge of it.
That's right. Two balls and a strike to Derek Wiener. Winkle's ready. And the kick, the pitch.
Wow. Ooh.
A little bit low. And 3-1.
Boy, good time to hit if you're Wiener right here, Randy.
Three balls, one strike. Two outs. Winkles looks back to second, and the pitch to Wiener. Here's a strike on the outside corner, and 3-2. So the drama builds.
Everybody's moving down.
Three balls, two strikes, two outs, two on.
Cut the tension with a wet napkin, Randy. Gapper might tie it up.
Good. They are squeezing the middle, though. Pitch from Adam Winkle's on the way, and a curveball, strike three. Wiener gets caught looking, and that will end the ball game here today, and it ends the Saints season.
Wow. Hadn't thrown him a curve since 0-0. He bounced an 0-0 curveball in the left-handed batter's box.
Yep.
All fastballs from there. Comes back with old Uncle Charlie to put him to bed.
Unreal. Adam Winkle's getting it done for the Flames in the ninth. No runs, two hits, no errors, two left on for El Rosa. Your final score this afternoon, it was Farming 4, El Rosa 2. Cy and Joyce, we're going to take a one-minute timeout. We'll come back and wrap this one up and get set for game number two here on KASM. Back in a minute. Thank you very much, Cy, as we settle in here. One game down, two to go, and a big victory for Farming, a comeback victory for Farming this afternoon. As they win by a score of 4-2 here at Watkins and Kirby. Yeah, we go back to that
three-run squeeze
where things kind of fell off the old train tracks there for El Rosa, didn't it?
2-2 game at the time, and it was a Adam Winkle's squeeze bunt, scoring Will Mergen, the throw to first. Goes into right field, scoring Ethan Navarchil. And then they tried getting Isaac Nett at third, and that throw got away, and he scored two. Three-run squeeze, Randy. Can't say I've seen many of those.
No, and Farming down 2-1 at that time, goes ahead 4-2. And the pitching of Trent Wendland and Adam Winkle's coming in to get the save here in the ninth inning. It proved to be a good formula today as the Saints out-hit the Farming Flames today here, 10-4, but on the scoreboard, all that matters, 4-2. Four runs, four hits, one error for Farming. They left five on base, two runs, 10 hits, three errors for El Rosa today. And the Saints ended up leaving 11 men on base today. Winning pitcher, that'll be Trent Wendland with a save to Adam Winkles in the ninth inning. The loss will go to starter and finisher Peyton Van Beck. That will do it, Kirby, as our game number two. Another elimination game between Spring Hill and Richmond is coming up here in about a half hour. So we will have a Cy. If you want to save this recording, remind everybody that these recordings will be available sometime this week on our website. So just know that. But save this recording, Cy, and you can share with Joyce your knowledge of how to do a recording. And Kirby and I will be back here in Watkins in about a half hour. I want to let you know our sponsors, though. They are El Rosa Lumber Company, El Rosa Grain and Feed, Pep's Pork of Earl Spring Hill, BNS Excavating over in Belgrade, Albany Chrysler Center, the Sportsman's Den of Lake Henry, St. Martin National Bank and Insurance Agency, Kramer Lumber, True Valley of Melrose and Sauk Center, Kensington Insurance Agency, Painesville Mutual Insurance Company, Central Minnesota Realty, Lake Henry Implement, Leo's Auto Body and Glass and Farming, Painesville Farmers Union Co-op, Albany Fiber Communications, Rambo Incorporated, Central Minnesota Insurance Agency, the Freeport State Bank, Corky's Bar in Richmond, Worms Lumber and Ready Mix in Dominic Sauk Center in Long Prairie, Dairyland Supply of Sauk Center, the Greenwald Insurance Agency, Westside Liquor of Wade Park, Gilk Services in Richmond, Stony Creek Dairy, West Central Sanitation, Buyer Bill to Belgrade, El Rosa Bar and Lounge, and Erkins Water of Cold Spring. 4-2, your final. Farming beats El Rosa here this afternoon. We'll be back in about a half hour. Take it away, Cy and Joyce.
When it comes to building new or remodeling old, you're stopped.